In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, today the Church places in front of our eyes the transfiguration of the Lord. We read that the Lord took Peter, James, and John to the top of a mountain, and there he was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And Moses and Elias were there with him. That's what we read in the Gospel. And I hope that this account of the Transfiguration does not surprise you in any way. Because isn't Jesus Christ the Son of God, eternal, with the Father and the Holy Ghost? So why would we be surprised in seeing him full of glory? In fact, in the Transfiguration, Jesus Christ did not become something he was not. He didn't acquire a glory that he didn't have before. But what happened is that he deigned to reveal to his disciples the glory of his divinity. In this way, what we see in the Gospel today is more a revelation than a transfiguration. Because Christ didn't change anything of what he was, he remained the same. But what happened was that he allowed his apostles to see a glimpse of his eternal glory. St. Peter wrote about the Transfiguration, "We were witnesses of his majesty." And St. John said, "We saw his glory." So we can understand why St. Peter said it to the Lord, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. It's good to contemplate your glory. It is so peaceful, so wonderful." And even to this day, when one goes to Mount Tabor, which is the mountain of the Transfiguration, one is overwhelmed by the peace and serenity of that place. In fact, the Transfiguration of the Lord has left a lasting mark on that mountain, for sure. But my brethren, we have to inquire, why was it given to the apostles the grace to see the glory of Christ at that moment? Why? The truth is that by his transfiguration, Christ wanted to give his apostles his strength to bear what was to come. Christ wanted Peter, James, and John to contemplate his glory so they would not be shaken when they would have to see his sufferings and death. The glory of Tabor had the goal to prepare the apostles for Calvary. And that's why they received that grace, that consolation on Mount Tabor, so they would remain strong on Calvary. And my brethren, what I say about the apostles can be said about us as well. Sometimes God allows us to go to Mount Tabor. What I mean is that sometimes God allows us to have consolations in our lives. He allows us to have times of peace and serenity, when everything goes well. And that's a great grace that we receive from His hands. But what we have to know is that God gives us these consolations to make us ready for the battle, to make us strong in order to face the moments of trial and temptation. So God gives us consolations to make us strong for the times of trial and temptation. So we see that consolations are not an end in themselves. We should not expect to have consolations all the time. It's true that, like St. Peter, when we are in the table of consolations, when everything is going our way, we want to say, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let things stay just the way they are." But my brethren, the fact is that things cannot always stay the way they are. Our life here on earth is like the waves of the sea. Sometimes we go up and sometimes down. That's life. Sometimes we have consolations, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes things go smoothly, and sometimes they don't. The fact is that sometimes, my brethren, we are on Mount Tabor, but sometimes we are placed on Mount Calvary. And we should not get discouraged when things do not go our way. When difficulties arise, when even in my devotions I do not feel anything anymore, we should not get discouraged. We'll come to Calvary. And the truth is that we were not saved on Mount Tabor, but on Mount Calvary. That's where Christ died for our salvation. So it's there, in our battle of every day. It's there in our battle to be holy, in our own Calvary, that we can unite ourselves with the Lord in the work on our sanctification and salvation. Not on Mount Tabor, but on Calvary. Consolations can help. It's true. but they cannot save us. The only thing that saves us is communion with the cross of Christ. To suffer with Christ. To unite our sufferings with His sufferings. That's what saves us. So my brethren, we should not be afraid of the cross. We should not be afraid of Calvary. Because that's where Christ redeemed us. And that's where, in the Calvary of our lives, that we can unite ourselves with Him. On Mount Tabor, the disciples saw His face shining as the sun. But on Calvary, His face is bathed with blood. On Tabor, His vestments were white as snow. But on Calvary, the Lord is stripped of His garments. On Tabor, we find ourselves surrounded by His glory. On Calvary, we are in darkness. And yet, my brethren, I say to you that much more glorious than Mount Tabor is Mount Calvary. Because it is on Mount Calvary that Christ saves us. We were born on Calvary from the wounds of our Savior Jesus Christ. So if today we are given to see a glimpse of the glory of Christ in His transfiguration, it is in order that we may be strong, we may be made strong in our faith. So when we see the Lord hanging on the cross on that Good Friday, we understand that if He suffered and died, it was not because He needed. He's God. But if He suffered and died, it was out of love, out of His immense love for us. So my brethren, may the transfiguration of the Lord give us the strength we need to be faithful on Calvary. Amen.